My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about, well, if you have no audience, why don't you try this?
So what is it, Eric? I'm like, my bad. Yeah. Like,
so it is face.
I'm like looking at my computer screen, writing notes for our podcast while he's talking.
So it's going live. Okay. So I'll start this off. You know, what we've been seeing recently with a lot of marketers is Russell Brunson, for example. This is a great example. Yesterday he went live for 4 hours.
You got the email, didn't you?
I got the email. Did you check it out?
I didn't check it out, but I got the email too.
He went live for 4 hours and it's just like this big extravaganza, right? And then more and more people are doing this now where they'll do like a live course recording or like a live kind of event like that. And it builds a lot of goodwill. And so if you have no audience at all, but you know, you can create some kind of live content. Basically what you can do is you can go live and you can do what some marketers do where you just drive traffic to that live video and then you try to build goodwill that way. And just to kick things off, this is the high level, drive people to a live video that you did already. And then what you do is you can retarget people that have watched maybe the top 5 or 10% of people that have watched it. Then you have something where you don't necessarily need to have like a built-in audience with a couple hundred thousand email subscribers or a million visits a month.
Yes. So by going live, what ends up happening is one, you can promote it to your list, whether it's your email list, push notification list, it doesn't matter. Even if you have a Facebook Messenger and you have subscribers on there, you can promote it to them as well. But when you go live, these social networks push it hard. The reason they push it hard is they are craving for that audience. That audience is mainly going to television, right? The physical TVs that you're watching. I'm not talking about Netflix. They're trying to gobble up that market. Hence, they're very generous with their algorithm when it comes to live. And if you're going to do live, do what Ty Lopez does. Do Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. What are the other ones? Twitter has live. Twitter has live, right?
Periscope?
Is it?
I forgot what it's called. I don't think they use that. Those guys just, it's mainly like Instagram, YouTube.
I know Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook are the three biggest.
Yeah. Some people do Twitch, but they don't do Twitch.
Yeah, but Twitch is mainly for gaming.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it with all three, but it's a super effective strategy. And here's what we learned. When you do live content, it boosts your engagement numbers. So then when you post regular status updates, they tend to spread much better than if you didn't do any live content. Like, it's so effective. Funny enough, not by the time this podcast comes out, but, you know, sometime in the next 30 days after this podcast airs, I found that it's so effective. I'm doing a live video on all of those channels once a week. Like right now, I'm creating all my presentations.
Oh, that's both of us. Look at that. See, we didn't even know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm having my designers create my presentations. And like literally, I'm going to be going into a studio once a week and doing live on all those channels at once.
Is it the studio's network?
No, I use a different studio for the video recording.
All right. Well, cool. Anyway, so look, when you go live, I mean, just to kind of build upon what I was saying earlier. So you drive people, right? Paid traffic. You do a live, you drive paid traffic to that, and then you target, maybe retarget the top 5 or 10% of people that have watched that video. So you got this engine going, right? And then what happens is you retarget those 5 to 10% of people with, it could be another offer, it could be a video, or it could be something else, but now you can make an offer to them. So instead of saying, hey, look, I want to drive people from Facebook or AdWords to an email opt-in and then nurture them for 12 emails and then hope that they buy, you can basically reduce that sales cycle because you've built the goodwill through the live video. Because if Neil goes live for an hour or so, you watch him for an hour, you don't need to read 12 emails anymore. He can take you through the whole thing. And that's why if you look at Russell Brunson doing that thing for 4 hours, I saw him giving away backpacks and stuff. He had like a lineup of people taking phone calls. It was like this big extravaganza. This guy was wearing a suit with like, it was like
Russell was wearing a suit?
No, Russell wasn't wearing a suit.
He's like,
Other guy was wearing a suit. It's like all money. Like, it's made of money. So I thought that was funny. But here's another example for you before we pass it back. Brendan Bouchard, who's another marketer, he taught this thing where he started recording a live course. So that course took like more than a couple hours to record live. You know, he had to run back and forth in terms of like, you know, getting all the logistics set. But key takeaway is he was recording a course live, right? And he created this feeding frenzy around it, right? You know, the social channels love it because, you know, they're getting more attention and he's giving away so much goodwill. People are sharing it. And then afterwards, you can use that video as an asset and you can even sell it too, or you can drive traffic to it. There's just so much you can do with live. So what Neil said, and super important, look, the fact that we're both doing it and we didn't even know that we're doing it says a lot.
Yeah, and with live content, if you don't have an audience, you can talk about other people's products and services on there. Not because you're getting paid. You shouldn't do it if you're getting paid, if you want to build an audience. More so if you think it'll benefit your audience and you are naturally talking about it either way. What you would want to do is you want to hit up those companies and have them promote your live feed. So then that way you're going to get more people coming, which will help you get more followers, fans, subscribers, depending on the channel that you're going after.
Yeah. Look, if you're getting started, you don't need all the bells and whistles. You don't need like a really nice camera or anything. You don't need to buy like any expensive software. You can literally, like, if you look at how Grant Cardone and how Ty Lopez do it,
they bust out their iPhone.
Yeah, there's like a couple people holding iPhones. So even those guys, like, they haven't invested in like crazy stuff.
No, do you know why they do that?
Why?
The conversions is higher and the engagement versus when
because it looks real?
Uh-huh.
Ah.
They don't do it because they don't want to, they already have the equipment. They just do it because it converts way
better.
That's
a good point. If you want to do it professional style, there's a software called Wirecast that allows you to simulcast to these different lives at the same time. You can do that. It's like $500 or so. It's a
one-time
cost.
For a year, one-time?
One-time cost.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing live video that's like Gary Vee style? How are you going to do it?
Good question. Yeah, so we did a live yesterday just as a test, just with somebody else. We didn't promote it or anything. And it was just like a one-on-one chat just like this, like 20 to 25 minutes.
That's cool.
Just doing stuff like that builds a ton of goodwill.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So I'm going to stop speaking at conferences.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
That's like the second time you said it in 2 years.
Yeah, but I've already mainly stopped. So this year, I barely spoke at any conferences compared to last year.
How many?
Less than 15 is my
guess. See, it's like a conversation. This would be a cool live video.
Yeah. So what I'm going to end up doing is, normally, if I would have done a conference once a week, mm-hmm. I'm just going to take presentations that I'm going to make mm-hmm. and just put it out there on the web for free.
Boom. For free.
And live.
Goodwill. Live. Maybe you'll see us do it at the same time with each other. Who knows?
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool. That's it for my end.
All right. I was hoping you would do the ending, but I'll do the ending. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/stats to check us on our journey to 1 million downloads a month. We're at about 800,000 right now. We do need your help. Look, we're slowing down a little bit. The growth needs to speed up. We need your help to do that. So go there, rate, review, subscribe.
iTunes changed something. That's why.
Yes, iTunes did make something. Oh, we should actually talk about that in another episode. Yeah. Anyway, so help us get there, and then we're going to throw a live event in downtown LA. Look, we're going to be super happy to see you. There's going to be food there. You're going to get to meet us. We're going to meet you. It's great. And we're going to record it for those of you that can't be there. So go to marketingschool.io/stats. Check it out. Please help us get that growth rate cranking again to get to 1 million, and then we will hit that event, and we'll see you there. Goodbye.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.